Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
Oh, my goodness. So listen, I want to share with you, Pat, listen, and our VFN Radio listeners, you remember when we talked about Jeremy Lin?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, Jeremy Lin, for those who don't know, he is an amazing basketball player. Was mm-hmm. a player for the New York Knicks. Mm-hmm. But beyond being, you know, an amazing basketball player, he is a devout Christian, just loves the Lord. And, you know, we've been mentioning on the VFN program, just all the different athletes that we have found these days that are really glorifying God. They're giving God center stage, and they want to glorify God in all they do and give mm-hmm. the credit to the Lord. Well, I'll tell you, this young man, we're just so proud of him, because just story, and just when it was seemed like it was all over for him, God just shined on him, man. It just let things just go wild in a good way in his life. And I want you to listen mm-hmm. to a little segment on him, because I want to share something amazing that just occurred, and you're going to understand. Sometimes we see things happen in people's life and we can't fully appreciate, because we don't know the story behind the story. You know what I'm saying? We don't know the real deal of what actually has happened mm-hmm. and transpired. But when you understand and you see the hand of God moving in someone else's life, that builds faith and encouragement to say, you know what? God's not a respecter of person. If he can do it for him, he can do it for me. If he do it for Jeremy, he can do it for me. If he can do it for Pat, well, he mm-hmm. can do it for me.
That's right.
And so it just builds incredible faith. I want you just to listen up and just listen to what...
And, you know, let's face it. They say that it's all because the teams the Knicks have played are bad, or all his teammates are hurt, or he's in a good system, or really it's only been six games, a tiny blip in the rightful making of a legend. And they're right, six games. But for Jeremy Lin... Oh, what a six games they've been. Of course, this is how it would end.
Drives, goes in for the layup. It's good.
Score tied, clock dwindling, and Jeremy Lin doing something everyone expected him to do.
Lin puts it up. Bang! Jeremy Lin from downtown, and the Knicks take the lead.
Even if no one saw him coming.
I think it's a miracle from God. I don't think anybody expected this to happen.
Now...
He says, "This is a that was him talking. He says, this is a miracle from God. Nobody expected this to happen."
Right.
After six straight wins, Lin has become the biggest star in sport, trailing a madness very much at odds with this quiet, devout Christian. Lin was unrecruited out of high school, then blossomed late at Harvard. He would go undrafted and spent a forgettable rookie year with the Golden State Warriors. This year, the Warriors cut him, as did Houston.
He wasn't even drafted in high school.
Oh, wow.
Okay, wasn't even drafted in high school, goes to Stanford, they cut him, goes to Harvard and plays, and then he gets drafted by Golden State Warriors, and they keep him for a year. This is a professional NBA team, mm-hmm. and they cut him. Mm-hmm. They cut him, and then he goes to the next team in Houston, and they cut him too. They say, they're not good enough.
All right.
So he lands over New York.
All right.
Next. Listen to this.
I have no hard feelings toward any organization, especially the Warriors, because they gave me a whole year to develop.
Then came a call from the Knicks, and not knowing if he'd last a week, Lin did what so many semi-employed 23-year-olds do.
Now, he didn't know if he was going to last a week. He's sitting mm-hmm. riding the bench. Mm-hmm. And you may be in your life right now thinking you're just riding the bench. I'm just doing what I'm supposed to be doing. I don't know how I got here, mm-hmm. you know. And then this happens.
He couch surfed, hitting up his brother and his teammate, Landry Fields. He simply became a folk hero. By his third game, Lin scored 76 points, the same as his rookie year total. In his fourth game, at home against the Lakers, he scored 38, and Linsanity was born.
Jeremy's playing great. You know, he's playing phenomenal right now.
Just a few weeks ago, Lin didn't have a job. After last night's Linsane heroics, that doesn't seem to be a problem anymore.
He didn't have a job.
Wow.
You know, and what happened was he's sitting the bench, you mm-hmm. know, and doesn't even know how long he's going to stay with the Knicks. I mean, he has no idea. And you're going to hear more, a little bit in depth about what he was thinking during that time. Mm-hmm. And someone's ankle got messed up. There was an injury. Mm-hmm. And they tapped him on the bench.
Said, wow.
Come on in. And when he went into that game, it just changed everything for him. Wow. The guy was cut from two previous teams. He was benched. Probably wasn't making any money. He's couch surfing. Doesn't know how long this NBA career really is going to last. All We're trying to give it the last hurrah. And then Lynn Sanity is born. Well, I mentioned that to say, because just here recently, and we're sharing a little bit of God news behind the news, is that Jeremy Lin was in Taiwan. He's part from Taiwan. That's in his background. And he went on a whole tour there and speaking. And on his tour Sunday night, they called it, he gave his personal testimony. It's called Jeremy Lin's Miracle Night. So he gives his testimony in front of 7,000 people in Taiwan. And, you know, he spoke through an interpreter. He says, you know, the main lesson that he learned over the years is that God works for the good of those who love him. And it says it's one of his favorite verses. Of course, this is found in Romans 8:21. You know, that is so
that's powerful.
It really, really is, because you got to know that no matter what you're facing and what you're going through, that if you belong to God, you made Jesus the Lord of your life, you can rest assured and know that in all things, God works for the good of those who love him and have been called according to his purpose. You want to have some solace right now and peace. You want to know that God is with you. You need to meditate on that verse. You need to receive that for yourself, that truth. And so he says, listen, all things work out in God. And he says, you know, to illustrate this point, he gives 13 things that had to happen for Linsanity to happen. 13 things that had to happen before he just, you know, this whole craze where he goes from a no-name person, basically on the basketball, we know he has a name, but, you know, as far as recognizing the sports world, if you will, to they came up with this whole phrase called Linsanity.
Yeah.
And it just took New York by storm. And he says the first thing is that you got to understand he's 4 inches, Pat, taller than anyone in his family. Okay.
Right.
There's still hope for me. He's 4 inches taller than anyone in his family. And he's 65 pounds heavier than anyone in his family.
Wow.
65 pounds.
Wow.
And so, you know, one of the things that he credits too is that, you know, when he was in high school, things that had to happen along the way, he broke his ankle in high school when he was playing ball, and that made him sit out the championship game.
Oh, wow.
And so he had a really, like, you know, attitude adjustment, because he thought basically that, you know, at that time, according to him, he was very arrogant, and it was a wake-up call for him to say, look, you know, what's going on? Things happen in our life, and we wonder why they happen.
Mm-hmm.
And oftentimes, we're missing, you know, oftentimes people say, you know, I wish God would speak to me. He's like, man, God is shouting. Mm-hmm. You know, through some of the things that happen to us. And if we don't take note, if we don't have an ear to hear and eyes to see, we're going to miss that God is speaking to us through our situations. So, you know, he goes on through a bunch of basketball struggles like we just mentioned and heard, and he keeps going. And before you know it, we say he got caught up in Harvard, and then he goes to play for the Knicks.
Mm-hmm.
And at one time, you got to listen to this. All these injuries occur, so they put him in the game. And so he thinks this is going to be his last game. He writes in his diary, he thought it was going to be this last game. And he says, after the game, when I went to the Shire, I was crying tears of joy. The team, once they put him in the game, they went on a tear for like 7 straight games, and where he just performed amazing. But this is what he says. Every game, I tried to play my hardest for God. Every game. And he's one that tried to glorify God in everything that he did. So he says, you know, my goal here is to glorify God. And so he became very thankful, and he started feeling all this pressure to perform, and all this stuff started coming on him when he was doing phenomenal. And he writes in his diary or in his journal, I'm slowly losing my happiness. I'm too focused on getting good stats, winning games, and living up to Linsanity. I just need to play for God and not put the pressure on myself to play and play for everybody else. He says when he changed that, when he put his mindset back on glorifying God, everything just began to continue to blow up. And he says, the things that I learned through Linsanity is that there's nothing that this world can offer that will provide me with true joy, fulfillment, and satisfaction. The only thing that can truly truly and eternally satisfy you is Jesus Christ. You know, the Lord is the only one that can satisfy you. He's the only one that can bring joy. And one of the reasons why we have, you know, dissatisfaction and all this type of, you know, gloom and doom is oftentimes we're trying to find satisfaction in other things and, mm-hmm. and careers and people and relationships and more toys. And if I get the new car, if I get the new gadget, right. you know, those are temporary things that just bring happiness. Happiness is something that just happens.
Mm-hmm.
But joy comes from the Lord.
That's right.
We need joy from God. And if we're going to make it, if we're going to live a fulfilled life, we can't live it outside of God. We need mm-hmm. to do everything unto the glory of the Lord. And just to see that you know, God is in everything. Mm-hmm. We just have to see him move in everything.
Right.
He goes from the bench to being this phenom, to couch surfing,
yeah.
to Pat. He just got traded or yeah. picked up by the Houston Rockets.
Mm-hmm.
And guess what?
They cut him, right?
Say it again?
They cut him, right?
Well, no. He just got picked up now. Well, they cut
oh, you
him
mean
originally.
When he left New York?
Right. They cut him originally. Went
they
to
originally
New York.
Cut no. him, right?
Yeah.
That's what I
well,
thought.
He's
okay.
back. He's back at Houston.
And that's something.
And he just signed, I believe, a $23 million contract.
$23 million. Wow.
He went from not knowing if he's going to have a job
mm-hmm.
or whether he's going to be cut from a third team
mm.
to being tapped on the shoulder and saying, you know what? I'm going to play my heart out for God. No more about me. Mm-hmm. No more about anything else. Let me tell you something. Play your heart out for God. Do everything
That's
that right. you can for the Lord while you can, because this is the day and the hour to do that. My goodness, we can glorify God. It's not going to be in any other thing's going to bring you joy. No mm-hmm. other thing's going to bring you satisfaction and fulfillment
right.
outside of a relationship with Jesus Christ. Everything will fade away. It's going to fade away.
That's
but
right.
God, his word, and his relationship endure forever.
That's right.
So that was just encouraging. And it's kind of a theme because as I was listening about this Jeremy Lin story and just what happened here with him sharing the gospel and then preaching the good news. And
mm-hmm.
I think for all of the athletes that are doing that, it's just really good for the children and just good for everyone else really too.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio program. Don't forget to share them with your friends. Find more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with the mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.